I began to inquire about opportunities, and whenever I searched the internet for jobs, I always seemed to be drawn like a magnet to the category of teaching. It did not take long before I found that there were countless positions available in many countries. Amid the listings, I identified several that were for teaching positions in China. I decided that I would communicate with some of the people offering these positions. I sent emails and made phone calls to several prospective employers. The feedback that I got from most of them was that they expected me to bring all the resources necessary. How could I pack enough in my baggage to provide what was needed? I was inclined to look for a situation where books were provided. I wanted to sign a contract for only one semester, but found that most positions were for 1 or 2 years. I could sympathize with the amount of paperwork needed to arrange for a person to accept one of these positions, and realize that it was wiser for people to spend a year or two in one location. I attended seminars by companies trying to recruit teachers. I found several companies that captured my interest. I began to review my options. I asked specific questions about the positions with the companies that sincerely interested me. I inquired about how many suitcases I would be allowed to bring and what the living accommodations would be. It was refreshing to realize that there was a big demand for people who could teach English. Several positions seemed superior in their benefits, and they sparked my interest even more. I especially wanted to teach students at the secondary or high school level rather than middle school. I could hardly believe that I was contemplating doing this at this stage of my life. At times, I felt that it was a radical idea, but I also realized that I had always had the desire to have this kind of experience, but circumstances never seemed quite right. Now they were. I decided to proceed. I made an oral agreement with a company. I read their written contracts, clause by clause, to be sure nothing had been omitted from the oral agreement. In spite of wanting the clause about staying 2 years to be deleted, I signed the legal contract after a few minor changes were made and initialed in the margin.